Wednesday, Parshas Vayishlach, Shir Chavtalis. 24, I'm sorry.
Rabbi Yisai, we're on Daf Dalid Amid Beis. Dalton, the Gemara wants to know, what do we need a pasuk for to tell me that Kesef Kedushin? First of all, we have a pasuk of Yikachich. Second of all, we have a pasuk of Yatzachinim and Kesef. Which one's first, which one's second? We have two pasukim. But I don't need either pasuk of Gemara suggesting, because I have a Kal V'Chomer. Gemara says, Ma, Omishen, Niklis Vibia, Niklis Bekesef, Zusha, Niklis Vibia, and Adin Shatikna Bekesef. And the Gemara says, it should be a Kal V'Chomer. That's what the Gemara is trying to figure out. The Gemara is eventually going to slug up the Kal V'Chomer. But we had issues with the Kal V'Chomer yesterday. Our issues were, how could you say, Ma, Omishen, Niklis Vibia? No. Duh, Alma Zayn and Niklas Vibia. Why should Alma be Niklas Vibia? It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense that Alma should be Niklas Vibia. How can you make Kavu Choymer out of that? So Leizer wanted to say that. What do you mean? Alma also has a concept of Yud. There is an episode, an Ishus element to the Alma also. And Daniel said, yeah, but Toysis Adav Gimel Abay said that in Kinyanam Ishum Ishus, that's not the Kinyan. The Kinyan doesn't have to do with Ishus by Alma. It just happens to me that the Ishus is like a it's a perk, or it's something that comes afterwards. It's not the Etzim Kinyan. So why in the world? So we said different to it. So one teretz we said was from the Rajbah, it's just a mamatzino and achanami. It's not a real kavachomer. It's not so mashmin. The Gemara seems to say it's a kavachomer. Another teretz is saying achanami. That would be a good teretz. But we have another teretz. The Gemara is a different teretz. The Gemara wants to bring out. We said it's also a little bit difficult. What do you mean another teretz? It's like saying, well, another teretz. Why lech lecha is with two cheses? What do you mean? It's the Ishkin kavachomer. What do you mean another teretz? Isn't that you kavachomer? It's the Etzim Kinyan. The kids are interesting. Rav Moshe Feinstein goes with a different mahalach. In the Dibros Moshe, Rabbi said these are things that are mamish. They're like diamonds that people don't know about. People don't. Who's going to find Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in Ha'ara Lamed Dalid other than us? We have to publicize this, and we have to share it with the masses. This is a phenomenal Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says, "Listen, I think that you're making a mistake. I think you're making a mistake. I don't know how he's going to deal with the Rishonim. Maybe we'll know. Maybe we'll see." But he says, "A Kal V'Chomer doesn't necessarily mean that it's something that has to have svara to it." Ramesha says, "Kula have al kolpanim apshu mitzad lo shaycha bebiya." In a Chanami, beer doesn't make any sense. But facts: does Oma have beer? Just answer my question: yes or no.
No.
Does Isha have beer? Yes. So that makes it a kula and a chomer. Period. Ah, you tell me. But there's a reason. I'm not interested in reasons. When Kal V'Chomer, knows what I'm understanding from Ramesha Feinstein is as follows: a Kal V'Chomer is a mido batoiro. It means that this is it's actually the English word is exegesis that we use in order to learn out things from the Torah. That's one of the things.
A fiordi.
I don't know how to spell it, but that's the word. It's one of the midos shatar in the dreshes behem. It's Kal V'Chomer. It has to make sense. I don't get it. Does a binyan av make sense? Does a hekesh make sense? Does a gzer shava make sense? These are the midos. One of them is this is Kal V'Chomer. So those are Kal V'Chomer. Fartig. Oh, so that's the shaila. Is Kal V'Chomer midi desvar l'chayer from the Rajba and the other shayla we see the Kal V'Chomer midi desvar. Something has to make sense. And maybe the Rabbi Moshe Feinstein is saying maybe not like that. It could be we are speaking this over.
Why did the Gemara bring?
I only have what's in front of me right now.
Why did the Gemara bring Amma and Yibam? Why didn't it bring Karka and a thousand other things?
Anything you could go at it. Go at it. Anything you could do, go for
it's
it. Make a Kal V'Chomer.
Amma and Yibam is similar.
Yeah.
So you could have done the same thing with Karka that you did with Amos.
Just comparing.
So he deals with that. He deals with that later. There was the Gemara says, "Ma'al Amos she'en kiyon l'shem ishus." That's what he's saying. So he deals with that. "Ma'al Amos she'en kiyon l'shem ishus." He deals with that later on. Down there. So he deals with it. Over there, we're not coming to make the Kal V'Chomer. Over there, we're coming to slug up the Kal V'Chomer. When you're slugging up a Kal V'Chomer, you could use a svara. But to make a Kal V'Chomer, you can't. You have to work out that whole cheshbon. What? We're using svara to slug up the pircha on the Kal V'Chomer, not the Kal V'Chomer. Just look up the pircha on the Kal V'Chomer to say it's not a pircha. So a pircha is not a midrash atorin adreshes behem. But a Kal V'Chomer is a midrash. You have to learn the sugi over there. But it seems like Ramesh is saying, no. I'll give you an example.
It's two kinds of Kal V'Chomer. There's one that's part of
Right. One like that, and there's one which is illogical.
I don't know if that's true. I'll give you an example. I hear what you're saying. It could be two different. The shaila is like this. I heard the shaila, and I spoke with Rabbi from Goldberg about it. I heard the shaila from a Meir Stern Shlita. Halacha is ein oinchin min hadin. What does ein oinchin min hadin mean? You don't punish from a kal v'chomer. Frecht, or a Meir Stern, you don't punish from a kal v'chomer. Okay, but it's a svara. So, ain't oinchin min adin, but there's a kal v'chomer. Is it a kal and a chomer? Yes. So it's a svara. So how can you not punish?
Even though in svara it says you can't punish him just because you're on svara.
But why not? But if you can learn out of kal v'chomer, why not? What? Rabbi Chanan's teretz. So the Marsha says a teretz and a Chanami. You should be able to punish him, but we're afraid that maybe he really deserves a bigger punishment. That's why we can't give it to him. But that's from the Marsha. The Rambam, that's where Meir Stern was going on. The Rambam says the reason why in Oishim Adin is because that's the law. It's a halacha and kal v'chomer. Frek Meir Stern, what do you mean halacha and kal v'chomer? But there's a svara. It's a svara. What do you mean halacha and kal v'chomer? What does that mean? There's a svara. The svara tells you that he's chayiv. Why don't you go with the svara? Said Meir Stern, you don't go with svaras. The svaras are very nice, but lemaisa it has to be a midah shatar and a dreshes for him. And the midah of kal v'chomer has a limit. It doesn't go on oinchim. You don't do the midah of kal v'chomer oinchim. Why not? That's the halacha. So it seems like he's learning in the Rambam. It's not svaras. Maybe in the Marsha it is svaras. Maybe that's good for the machloikas over here. I don't know. We'll have to see. But I think this is a major Ramesha. Ramesha says kal v'chomers do not need to make sense. It just needs to be a kal and a chomer. Bang! Kal, chomer, boom. There it is. It's a midah. It's a mechanism. It's an exegesis, and it works.
According to Ramesha, though, like Vicky said, you can't say that because Bia doesn't work by a field and Kesef does, therefore...
That could be, because there it's like... It has to be physically possible. Right. Over there, it's not physically possible. That might be different. And a chanami. Good. Okay, so now the Gemara Lamaisa slugs up the kal v'chomer. The Gemara says, "Me'ikra de dina pircha." We're fragging it up from ikra de dina. What does that mean? It says the Gemara, "Ma le amevriya shekin yoitzis bekesef." That's what the Gemara says. "Me'ikra de dina pircha." Shekin yoitzis bekesef. Is it shekin yoitzis bekesef? Tamal ki ikach ish. What does it mean? Shekin yoytze bekesef. We saw machlokas Rashi and Tosis yesterday. Rashi says, "Go bekesef chashuv lifdoisa because she could buy her way out with kesef. Chashuv nami leknoi so she could get her way in kesef." And Tosis seems to say it's just the fact that there's a ribui of yitzias. There's a yitzia of kesef. There's a yitzia of shanim. There's a yitzia of yovel. There's a yitzia of siman. All these different yitzias. That's machlokas Rashi and Tosis. So. We'll start with this. I don't know if I'm sure. We'll start with this. The Chorim is Kekasha on Toysus. Lamaisa, which is the Yitzhiya that our Gemara choose to focus on? The Gemara says that there's an extra Yitzhiya by Amma doesn't exist by Kedushin. Kesef. And Rashi said it's intentional. Toysus says, no, could have done any of them. Could have chose Simanim, could have chose Shanim, could have done them. Correct? The Ma'arit, listen to this piercing question. Make the Ma'arit. Is Sheish a Yitzia? Is there a Yitzia of Sheish? She's Nikne until Sheish. Is there something taking her out at the end of 6 years? Is it like, is there a Yitzia of Sheish? Is there a Yitzia? Hold on, don't jump down my neck. Is there a Yitzia of Yovel? Or it's just, you're just Nikne until Yovel, so it's over. So if that's not a Reboy in the Yitzias. You can't compare that to when she buys herself out. There, you stop the Kenyan. The Kenyan is supposed to be for 6 years, and I'm like, okay, I'm opting out with giving money. How could you compare them? What does Sheish have to do with Kesef? Kesef is the pshat, I'm stopping the Kenyan. The Kenyan was still Sheish, and now I'm stopping it in 3 years. I'm stopping it in 4 years. I'm stopping whenever I want.
Oh,
so we had said, Rabbi Yisai, Yovel is a presidential pardon.
Yeah, but
hold on a second. But Yovel's a... What was our riot to Yovel being a presidential pardon? The Lashon says, La'olam. What would be if that all of a sudden Yovel would disappear? It would taka be La'olam. But that's good for Yovel. What about Sheish? Factor of Mashalim. What about Sheish? It sounds from Tosis that Tosis learned Sheish is also a Hapka. That's a Pella. Why? Why? What? She goes out. She's Yatza. Yeah. That's Yatza. Simanim. Simanim is also. He's saying very good. Finally, he's saying something. He's saying very good. We had said that the Oma is not Stam a Kinyan. Oma is like it's a Kinyan in Isha, similar. It's a Kinyan in the Guf, similar to Kinyan Isha. A Kinyan Isha, how long does a Kinyan Isha last?
Forever.
What is, how long does a Kinyan Oma last for? In theory? Forever. You need a Yitzia. What's the Yitzia? Maybe Sheish is the Yitzia. Zokut. That's what Tosis seems to hold. We were learning in Rashi that it might depend. Bagris and Nairus, I have to see. But that's going to be the Pshat Chiddush and Tosis. Rashi over here is zoning in only on Kesef. Rashi's not talking about the other ones. You have to know exactly.
Why would we mention Sheish if it's going to be a Kinyan Gof? Like, why would you want to mention that if it's Kinyan Gof that has entered Ishus?
It's not Ishus, but it's a Kinyan in the Gof similar to Ishus. It's not Ishus, but it's similar. Yeah, what? Yeah.
So we want to compare that to Isha as opposed to...
It's another type of Kinyan. This Kinyan is Yotze B'Sheish. The other Kinyan is not Yotze B'Sheish. The other Kinyan goes Lo'ilam. This Kinyan goes...
How do we compare Sheish to Kesef again?
Those are both Yitzias, according to Tosfos. These are all Yitzias. Really, the Kinyan Amma should be forever. You have Sheish taking you out, you have Simanim taking you out, you have Yovel taking you out, you have Kesef taking you out, you got all those things taking you out. I'll call Panim. So the Gemara says, that's the difference between, that's why it's not a Kavu Chaimer, but what's the Lashon of Me'ikra Dedina Pircha? What does that Gemara mean? So Rashi said some stuff. Tosfos doesn't say much. Rav David Pivarsky brings from his Cheder Rebbe. Now, I want to just bring out that he's saying Pshatim from Cheder. He still remembers what his Rebbe said in Cheder. He says, HaRebbe B'Cheder Pirish. My Cheder Rebbe Pirish. He's still holding with that Girsa de Yankasa. It's half of a fella. He's quoting his Cheder Rebbe. He didn't forget what he learned in Cheder. He says, what's the pshat? He says, the pshat's as follows. Listen. Up until now, we had Amma and we had Isha. And then we try to do a pircha from Yevama. Third thing, bringing in a new thing. You have your Kavachoymer, and you got something from externally going to come pircha, going to slug up your Kavachoymer. A different thing. Now we're saying, no, let's go back to Amma. And we can, the Ikud Adina pircha is from within your Kavachoymer. From Amma and Isha, you're going to have a pircha. That's what it means. That's the way Rav David Pivarsky says from the Cheder Rebbe. I think in Rashi it could be even more than that. Because Rashi is saying, Me'ikra Dedina Pircha, it's from Kesef. It's from Mamish, from the inner veining of the Kal V'Chaimer itself. Not just from the fact that Amma. It's Ma Amma, She'en Enikus Vibi Enikus Be Kesef. Yeah, but Chayva Kesef Chashav Lif Daisa Chashav Naim L'Knoisa. So within the Kal V'Chaimer there's a Pircha. Not just from the topic of the Kal V'Chaimer. No, it's according to the Tosis, we could have asked from Simanim. We didn't know, no one spoke about Simanim. Yeah, but Simanim is by Amma. Over here, we're according to Rashi, we're asking from the Kavach, from the Kesef. We're digging into the Kesef. So therefore, it's Mamish Me'ikur Dedina. From within the Kavachomer, I have a Pircha. According to Tosis, it's from the topic of the Kavachomer. I don't have to run to Yevama. I can talk about it within Amma itself. According to Rashi, it's not just in Amma. It's within the Kesef. It's in the Ikur Dedina, Mamish, in the Kal V'Chomer, is the Pircha.
What does Rav David Pivarsky say?
He says, listen, a Kal V'Chomer was learning from Ma Oma Af Isha. That's the Kal V'Chomer. Our Pircha is going to be from Yevama. That's from a different thing. It's a different, we weren't talking about Yevama. That's called a Pircha from outside. If you bring a Pircha from the two people we were talking about, that's called the Ikur Dedina Pircha. That's from in there. If you ask a pircha from Amma, you ask a pircha from Isha, you ask a pircha from anything going on within those two, because those are the topics. That's what Rav David says. And that could be good for Rashi, because Rashi says, the question could have been from Simanim, Tosis, I mean. The question could have been from Simanim, could have been from Yovel, it could have been from any Sheish, anything over there. It doesn't have to do with the actual Kavah Chaimer. It has to do with, we were talking about Amma. Okay, within Amma there's a problem. But in Rashi, it's more than that. Rashi's saying the Pirchah is coming from what we were making the Kavah Chaimer on. We're saying, Ma Amma, Kesef, says the Gemara. No, but that Kesef, you can't bring a rye from that Kesef. Your Kavah Chaimer is faulty from within the what the Kavah Chaimer is itself working on. That's a Mamish Me'ikra Dedina. That's the engine of the Kavah Chaimer. I'll call Panim. We said yesterday that the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is going to be in what's the Geder of Pidyon, which we called Giroi and Kesef. The Pasuk says that she should be that you can be a person can be Poyde Vehifte, which means that you could be Megareya, which means that somewhere along the way you can opt out. Rashi seems to hold, Medayik later on, that only works if you're koinah with kesef. If you're koinah with kesef, you can be poida with kesef. If you're koinah with shtar, you cannot be poida. Can't do it. And Tosfos seems to argue. What we said, the machlekes is yeshlachkor. How does this work? You were sold. You're sold. How do you all of a sudden come in and say, I'd like out? It's very nice you like out. It's too late. No. You could force the adan out. How do you force the adan out? We said two pshat. The pshat is, you make a new kinyan. I can be kind of myself. Bal korcho of you. Here's the money. Goodbye. I'm kind of myself. And it's a new kinyan starting from now. Another pshat is, it's not a new kinyan. I want to undo the original kinyan. So if I'm undoing the original kinyan, what was the original kinyan done with? Kesef. In order for me to undo the original Kenyan, I need to give Kesef. What happens if the original Kenyan was done with a shtar? I can't undo it with Kesef. It's not going to work. So Rashi says, the only time you can undo with Kesef is if the original Kenyan was done with Kesef. So Rashi has linked the Kenyan and the Pidyon, the Kenyan and the Vehifta. The two of them are linked together. Mashenkin Toys is not linking them. That's the chur. They're going to be the pshat. Rashi says, hold over Kesef, chashav lifdoisa, chashav naim, the knoisa. I want that you should have an option out. What's her option out? Only if you allow Kesef Kinyan, can you allow her to do Giroyan Kinyan. Because, you know, however, Kesef Chashav Lifdaisa, Chashav Nami Lekleisa, I need to allow her to do the Kesef Kinyan in. But according to Tosfos, they don't have a connection. So what are we saying? So you could do Giroyan Kesef. The point is, you have lots of ways out that Isha doesn't have. Kesef, Simonim, Shelnim, it's all the same. It's all different things that they have on the way out that she doesn't have. That's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. And he brings a beautiful Machlokes Lishitasam, which is as follows. The Gemara says, somehow, the Torah is Mechadish, that there's something called that Migareya Pidyoina Viyotza. The pidyon is not complete. You don't have to give a whole pidyon. You don't give a whole pigeon. What does that mean? You don't pay a full price. You're paying partial. Why are you paying partial? What happens if you buy an Amma for 6 years and you paid $600? 3 years in, how much are you going to pay? $300. Why is that partial? What makes it partial? Says that that's the Kenyan Balat. Says, I tell you why. Because this girl is she's young. She's not even a teenager. Every year she gets older, she gets more valuable, stronger, smarter. So when I paid $600 for a girl, does that mean I paid $100 for the first year, $100 for the second year, $100 for the third year? Not really. I probably paid like $50 for the first year, $60 for the 7 year, $90 for the third year, and then eventually we'll add it all. So if I want to out in the middle, I should pay more than $300. Because the last 300 is worth more than the last 3 years is worth more than $300. That's the way Das Kenyan Balei Tosfos says. And Rashi seems to say differently. Now she seems to say, you want to know why it's called that I'm not paying full price? You should be giving $600. Six. How much was the sale for? Six. So you should pay six. Yeah, but she worked 3 years. I don't care. You should be paying $600. Why? Because you're undoing the Kenyan. If the whole Yisrael is undoing the Kenyan wasn't done with $300. What was the Kenyan done with? Six. You want to undo it, Rashi says, in theory, you want to do the Kenyan, go ahead. Give me $600 and the Kenyan's ice. You don't give me $600, you didn't undo the Kenyan. That's all Rashi Lishitasai that says you're undoing. But Tosfos doesn't hold you're undoing. I'm buying myself back, so why should I give $600? He already worked 3 days. The answer is no, you should be giving $350. Why $350? Because really, she's worth more the last year, she's worth the beginning year. That's going to be my chalik, it's Lishitasai.
You're undoing the Kenyan, you can't undo the past 3 years. They're gone already.
No, you're undoing the whole Kenyan.
Right.
So then you'd have to give six, and then maybe you have to do with the Maisi Adayim, you'd have to do a whole new. But you can't undo a Kenyan. that of $300 because there's no kinyan $300. In theory, we could hear that svara. What do you have to do? She'd have to pay you. You give back $600. She'll pay you for the work that she did or whatever. Would have to make a whole new cheshbon. But the entire kinyan was now about the little Freya. That's what Rashi seems to say. It's not mefurish in Rashi, but there's many makaris. Gur Aryeh says it in Rashi. That's the Maral. Go put it, Rabbi Yisai. Namagayin Vaiter. What's up to Gemara Vaiter? Says the Gemara. Ve'itzrich lemichtav. Now the Gemara has, okay, forget the Kavah Chaymer is ois. But now we have two psukim. What do we need two psukim for? We have a pasuk of Yatzachinim, we have a pasuk of Kikachish. Itzrich lemichtav Yatzachinim, itzrich lemichtav Kikachish. That should go to her. That's easy. It just says Kiikach. We don't know who gets the money. We need Yatzachinam and Kesef Ladin Zel Yesh Kesef. That's clear that we need that. Because Rachman Yatzachinam, if it only written that, Hava Amina Hechad Yoiv La Ihi Lididei Vikidashtoi, where she gave to him and they got married. Hava Kedushin. Wow. I would have thought that she can give him. Wow. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, it's so much to be out to Chino, the male of Minei, ki diyov la'el, yesh kesef lad nacher, hecha diyov ili didei, kesef, she gives him kesef, v'kidashtoi, v'amalei, hiskadish li. La'vi kidushin. The kiva that shemino, kesef avidishis. Mali kesef didei, mali kesef didah. I would have thought. Now, Rashi is saying, the Havamina was that she is the Makadish or he is the Makadish?
He is.
What?
He's the Makadish, just giving the money because the man who gives
so
it.
So only she gives the money?
Either or.
Either or. How does it work either or? I don't get it. Who's the maknet? Who's the maknet? Who's what? Who's the maknet? I don't get it. If she's buying him, then who should give the money? And if he's buying her, who should give the money? So what's going on over here? Rashi says, Mali kesef di day, Mali kesef di da. Doesn't make a difference. His money, her money. What in the world does that mean?
You also did that about Isha. It's not just concept of kinyan in the first place.
What does that mean? So we see from this Rashi, this is the aim, Rabbi Yisai. This is the strongest Rashi which we're going to bring. Rashi does not hold that Kesef is Kinyan. If Kesef is Kinyan, this makes no sense. The same way the Ritza says, look, whoever is the Makneh has to get the money. And that's why the father can't be Makneh and the girl money go to the girl. The girl can't Makneh the money go to the father. Well, how could you have two different... He's Makneh, she's Makneh. What is Kedushin?
I don't know why you have to get on this.
Why
can't you just say they're just two buyers? Just like... I could sell something to him, he could sell something to me. What's the difference?
So you're saying that the condition can go in either direction?
Yeah.
So Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Rashi says, Kivon da'ash mi'inon, the kesef aved ishus, mali kesef didei, mali kesef dida. Who cares whose kesef it is? Sounds like, who is the man? Who is the makadesh? He's the makadesh. Who's wearing the pants? He's wearing the pants. But who cares whose money it is? It's just money. Mali kesef di day, mali kesef di da. What do you mean mali kesef di day? What difference does it make? Because Rashi is learning there's a yisoid, shteita yisoid, kesef avad ishus. Zel. It's not Kenyan. It's kesef avad ishus. And that's why this Havamin is only for kesef. The Gemara doesn't have a Havamin by shtar, that he could give the shtar, she could give the shtar. Because this is kesef avad ishus. By shtar, it's not shtar avad ishus. Shtar is the pshat that we're giving the shtar in order to make to be makadish. So it's clear.
She's telling him, be makadish me?
Oh, the question is what the lushan means. Yeah, when she says, hey, could you have the other day, kesef.
Me and I'll give you cash.
It's kadish me, Rashi says. And right. That just brings Rashi down and says, Reyat Tomokadish.
Yeah, yeah. Tosis doesn't bring Rashi the exact lashon of Rashi. I believe that. What? I don't think it's going to make a difference. I photocopied more of these. But well, we just said, yeah. So Tosis is going to argue on this. We're about to see Tosis is going to argue. I made more photocopies that just weren't finished, but Tomei started cheer. So you know, this is basically what the Bnei Chayil is or Moshe Finkel. This is what he says Pshat and Rashi over here. And Tosis is going to. See, is going to vehemently argue with Rashi. Well, that's not exactly what Rashi says. Rashi says skadish li. What have to see what that means exactly. I think that Rashi Shmuel Shapiro speaks about a kasha. Shari beish in another lashon kedushin. Shein neser bekach l'shar noshin.
Yeah, but she gets no rias.
What?
He gets no rias. Of course,
he gets what?
He gets no rias. He gets.
Yeah, but that's not asar kuli alma.
No, but he does it with that.
I hear. He doesn't. Say, that's interesting. He doesn't say that. Interesting. V'yesh lafaris shomeres hare ani mekudeshes l'cha. V'tzorach loymar di yoiv lididei lav dafka shoyavi makabel kedushin. In other words, the loymar v'amar says it's impossible. We know the Torah says the father gets the kedushin. So how in the world are we saying that? How in the world are you going to say that she gives the kedushin to him and the money goes to the father? What is that? Doesn't make any sense. What
is that? Two questions about the lashon.
Why can't you just say that the halachah is that she gives the money to the father and then the kaddish?
What?
Why can't you say the halachah is that she gives the money to the father?
She gives money to her father and she's married to someone else. That's
the Gemara entertains.
Yes, that's not a kinyan.
The Gemara entertains some more cases.
Wait.
If it's not a kinyan, what would we hold? What do you have to do with this money? What do you need this money at all? Just to meet in the
other? Yeah. That's in Rashi, not in Tosfos. Tosfos is going to argue. Tosfos says, listen, we know that the father gets the money. How in the world can she give the money? She gives the money to the father and she's the Kaddish to someone else? That sounds...
We know the father gets
what?
The money.
The guy's Makaddish to give the money.
The guy's Makaddish gives the money to the father.
If she doesn't receive any money...
So Tosfos says...
When the guy gets money, the father gets the money from the
Baal. That doesn't make any sense.
Maybe when she gets the money, she could do it.
Tosfos doesn't have that. Tosfos is saying it doesn't make any sense. Why? I'll tell you why. Because Tosfos holds like the Ritva. And the Ritva says, whoever is the Makaddish gets the money. So how in the world is the money, you're going to give the money to her and to him, and the money's going to the father? The money going to the father, it's clearly that the father is going to be the one who's receiving the Kedushin. It can't go in the other direction. It can't go both. Rashi says, go both. No, this is a Kenyan. It can only go one way, and whoever gets the money is the Kohen. Period. That's what Tosfos holds. What? You don't, but in the case of Ketana, we know the father gets the money. Once it's true over there, you're done, Ski, says Tosfos. I have no wiggle room.
It's not. There's no room to say Kisikach by, what's it called, that everything she would do it by Ketana. She can't do anything. She's Ketana.
And a chanami, but she's not doing it. So but the point is that the father gives, the husband gives to the father. What does that mean? I am the koine, I get the money. It can't go in any other direction. I'm finished. So he just says, that's the end. Why? Because this is a kinyan. Kinyan works, whoever gets the money is obviously the koine. You can't go in two directions. You want to tell me maybe that he's the koine?
Are we going two directions?
What?
Star by Ektan, are we going two directions?
You mean the Yerushalmi?
Yeah.
Okay, so that we have to see what to do with the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is an issue. Shtar is in general an issue. Okay, that's an issue. But by Kesef, Shtar is Pasha, is not Kenyan. Kesef is Kenyan. So if Kesef is Kenyan, so then you can't go in two directions. The Choyra, that's the Pshat Machlokes L'Shitasa. So he says, forget it. Forget even thinking about the husband giving the money to the woman. The woman giving the money to the husband. Forget it. It's not relevant. You see, the father gets the money. That means this is always going in one direction. What's that direction? Clearly, it's going in the direction of the Isha or of the father. And Rashi says it can go in two directions. Mali kesef didei, mali kesef dida. I don't care. Because Rashi holds that this is not a kinyan.
So what does it mean,
didei? Kesef advadishas. I might think, yiting dover biyada isha, yiting dover biyada ish. It's a symbolic act of sharing money. We you know, nowadays they have separate bank accounts for husband and wife, just so that, you know, for when they divorce, they should know whose money is whose. But I guess back in the day, they're a little bit more comfortable with each other. They're sharing money. Yeah, that's it. Our money is together. It's part of the marriage. We're in this together. So who cares who gives the money? He gives the money. She gives the money. I would think that it's all together. But Maisa, he has to support her. That's what the Torah says. No, you give the money. You be the man. But in Havamina, this is Ishus. Ishus is Yitain Dover, Biyada Ish, Yitain Dover, Biyada Ish. It's not a Kenyan. And Tosfos says it's a Kenyan.
So what does Tosfos hold?
Tosfos says the Gemara is saying only that she could do the Amira. Just the Amira. Avada, yes, do the Maisa, Kenyan. Maybe I think that she can do the Amira.
And how would the Amira work? What? I'm the Scottish to you?
Yeah, yeah. That's what Tosfos says. Yeah. Yeah. says Toisvis. Kasev Rachmana ki yikach velo ki sikach isha leish. Tema. Kivan de ikar kra, the ki yikach asa la meimar shihi loy tikat shenu, matzarach la meil of kicha kicha mis de efron. Belan hachi shamin alay midachsib ki yikach velo ki sikach isha leish. The pasuk says ki yikach. Ki yikach means the man has to do it. Why do we have to link that to kesef and say kicha kicha? We know there's such a thing as kinyan kesef from Yatzachinam. And we know that such a thing as you need a ma'aseh kicha from kicha kish. Why do we have to, now they need the gzeres shavim of kicha kicha? Yishlam edilav gzeres shavim k'minon kura, kicha kish akidushin shal bia. Aval kidushay kesef loy b'inan nasin hu v'amro. Lachit so gzeres shavim loy yelay de kicha achmari b'kesef. Yilachi b'inan nasin hu v'amro. So it says, I would have a havamina that maybe the only time you need this amira is by bia. Not by kesef. Why would I think that there's a difference? And that's one question. The other question is, lamaisa, there's a concept called hukshu kola havoyas adadi, which means that all of them are the same. The halachas are all the same. So if bia needs it, so kesef does not need it. We all need the same thing. What's the havamina? If it wouldn't say the gzeres shava, I would say maybe it's only by bia. How could that be? So I'm thinking pshat is like this. Maybe the Gemara doesn't mean to say that only Bia needs Amira. Why does Bia need Amira? Because it says Kikach. But Kikach is not talking about the Amira. Kikach is talking about the Kicha. Where does it say in Kikach you have to say? It says you have to take. I think the Pshat's as follows. The Gemara's Havamina was, anytime you do a taking, a real taking, you took. I have to say? What do I have to say for? I took. I did the Kicha. I gave the money, I took the woman. I gave the money, I'm the koine, it's clear. I'm the koine, I paid for it. Who says it makes a difference? I go into a store, Makola, and the lady says 35 cents, or I say I'm giving 35 cents, it makes a difference? I'm clearly the koine. So the kicha is the skayim with the maisa kicha. Aber, by bia, where the two of them are doing it together, was macht em for a man? What's making him for a lokeach? Where do we see that he's taking her, not she's taking him? The answer is there. You need an amira, not because amira of bia is only a din of bia needs amira. There needs to be a kicha in bia. There's not enough of a kicha in the maisa. I might think you need a kicha also in the amira, but in kesef there's already a kicha in the maisa, so kesef also needs kicha. So Hukshah Avayis Kladoi, they all need Kicha in Achanami. But Kesef has Ginuk Kicha in the Maisa. Bia doesn't have Ginuk Kicha in the Maisa.
Tosfos also mentions Nasan, he doesn't just say Omer.
That's why. That's exactly why. Why does Tosfos mention the Nasin at all? We're not talking about Nasin, we're talking about Amira. The answer is, that's Gufa. The Amira is just in order to assist the Nasina. There's no din that he has to do in Amira. There's a din he has to do a Kicha. Where's usually the kicha niskayim? In the nesina.
And Rabbi's answer is just that we don't care who does the amira; it doesn't really matter to us. But if Tosfos mentioned the nesina, we do care who does the nesina.
No, that's why it says nasanhu. Nasanhu v'amrhi. I think it's good because he did the nesina. He did the nesina. He's enough of a nesin. He's enough of a kicha because he did the nesina. I mean, nasanhu v'amrhi is not going to be a problem. Why? Because he did it. That's good for the reason. Kamash malan. That even over here, even though he's doing the ikker kicha, because he's taking her, he has to do the ganza kicha. And he has to do the amir also. Anything that goes into the kicha, that's the chorga.
Why do we need this to teach us? Why don't we just learn like Tosa's last answer, that was the charia via al-kishu.
What?
It has to be la'adavka because...
No, so we said, Avana, the nasan is going to be, he's giving to the girl, and the father's getting the money. But who's doing the amira?
So when Tosa says the words, kesef lo bin and nasan hu, he doesn't really mean those words?
What do you mean? No, lo bina nasan hu v'amrahu. It needs nasan hu. It just doesn't need nasan hu v'amrahu. It just needs nasan hu v'amrahi. That's what it means. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Ken Zayin, that's Pshat and Tosfos. The shayla over here is, what's going to be with shtar? Was there a havamina? If shtar need an amira, what would be the din of the amira of shtar? And why would shtar, is shtar more, would we have thought shtar is like kesef? So like Tosfos is a little bit vague when it comes to shtar. Right? Would shtar and the havamina have been good? Nasan hu v'amrahi is if there's a din amir b'chlal shtar. That I will leave for the oilam to discuss and to explore. We're going to be taking a small haedus here, Rabbi Sai. I